I am joined on the line by my guest today, Jamie McKeegan, who is the founder of Warrior Women, who are taking part in the virtual London Moonwalk Marathon on Saturday, the 14th of May. So very good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
I arrange interviews all the time, and for some reason I thought that Jamie was going to be doing this telepathically because I gave you no contact details whatsoever.
But we got here in the end.
This is like, where, who shall I call? What do I do? Great information there, Michelle. You set up Warrior Women. How long has it been going?
Well, it's going to be 5 years this August that we have been going. So we've got an anniversary to look forward to.
So tell us all about what you do there.
Well, I've been a fitness instructor for many years, but my passion really is in women's health, fitness and their mental health, because as you know, fitness has got a massive impact on our psychological state. So 5 years ago, I thought, let me just bring my passion together and found a female-only fitness organisation. And that is how Warrior Women came into being. And we are passionate about, as I say, women's health and fitness, as well as women's causes, hence the breast cancer.
It can be really difficult if you haven't exercised for years to go to a gym, because a lot of people who go to the gym are already quite fit. What is it like if somebody comes along with you? Because obviously it's all women as well, so that sometimes makes it a lot easier than going into a mixed gym environment.
Well, I would say I totally agree with you. And I think that historically the fitness industry has always been very good at making fit people fitter. But where we can fall down is opening ourselves up to beginners and just being mindful of how that can feel, actually, if you've never done any exercise or if you haven't exercised for a long period of time. And I think that is why online, which obviously we've done a lot of over the 2 years of in and out of lockdown, is fabulous. Short workouts aimed at beginners online. You can have your camera off and it just slowly gets you back into fitness, builds up your confidence. And you can then move, if you wish to, from online to a face-to-face class, which, of course, Michelle, is far more intimidating, isn't it, if you're coming from a place of not having exercise.
Yeah.
So there is a journey where you can start with me online. You can do some short workouts, walking workouts, low impact. You can build up your fitness and then you can transition on either to face-to-face or to in some of the more intense online sessions.
How long does it take somebody, if they've not exercised for a long time, or they get to feel a difference when you start doing a little bit of working out? Is it a couple of weeks? Is it a month?
I would say that psychologically you'd feel a difference after the first session, because obviously you've got that release of endorphins, haven't you?
Yeah.
So in your mind, you will feel you've achieved something, you've accomplished something, you've ticked something off your list, something that maybe you've wanted to do for a long time. So mentally, you will feel better immediately. And physically, isn't far behind, Michelle, to be honest. One or two sessions, you will start to feel better in yourself. And then you're in that upward spiral, aren't you? Because we've all been in a downward spiral, which is really easy to get into. We don't exercise. We order a pizza. We then feel more negative. We don't sleep well. Yeah. And before you know it, you're spiraling down that black hole. But to come out of it can be just as speedy, because one thing feeds to another. I've exercised. I feel like eating better. I'll go to bed earlier. And before you know it, you've made a huge jump forward in your fitness.
The London Moonwalk Marathon, how long has this been going? And tell us all about it. And there is actually a virtual side to this as well, isn't there?
There is, which is fantastic, because it means so many more people can take part. You know, people that don't live close to London or Edinburgh. There's one that also takes place in Edinburgh. They can do it in their hometown. So it just makes it accessible for so many more people. It was founded in 1996. And actually, it was 13 women walked the New York Marathon. And they then brought it to London and they started to walk the London Marathon. But as you know, it's very difficult to get accepted into the London Marathon.
Yep.
And so the founder, Nina Barra, thought she would start her own marathon so that anyone who wants to can be accepted. And obviously, the fact that it's walking, because you're actually not allowed to run it, again, makes it accessible to so many more people. Because really, for the most of us, we can all walk. So it's low impact, low intensity, it's sociable. It's just a fabulous challenge to get involved with, whether you do it virtually or if you travel to London or Edinburgh.
So is that still 26 miles?
So there's choices. You can do 6.2, I believe it's 6.2, 13.1, which is your half marathon, 26.2, or Michelle, and this could be good for you, because I know you mentioned off air you were thinking of this, you could do the ultra marathon, which is 54.2 miles.
That's what I do every day when I walk to the studio,
That's right, Michelle, that's what you do every day.
Says the person who's just had a Diet Coke and two cookies. Oh, I feel ashamed now, Jamie, ashamed. So this virtual side of it, is there something you can do? You obviously, do you do it in one hit, or you can do it over a couple of weeks? Or
no, you've got to do it in the one hit.
Yeah.
So I have devised a route, which is obviously 26.2 miles. And the way they track that is you've all got to be linked up to Strava, so your fitness watch or your phone.
Yeah.
So you carry that round with you, super simple. That will all upload to your Strava account, and then you send a screenshot of that to Walk the Walk so they can verify that you have indeed walked 26.2 miles that day. So it's really, really simple, Michelle. The wonder of technology, which I just think is brilliant.
Now, there's 24 of you that are going to be taking part in this.
Yes. So Walk the Walk is a grant-making charity, and so everyone taking part raises money for Walk the Walk, and then the charity looks at various projects and campaigns that are involved with breast cancer and decides where best to put the money for that year, where it will make the most difference.
Yeah.
So that's how it works. So we're fundraising as a team. We've obviously got a little team target that we'd really like to reach. So any donation, even if it's a pound, it all helps towards reaching our target, and all of that money, as I say, goes towards breast cancer, which has been really severely affected during the pandemic. So it's in desperate need of some funding. It's just a fantastic charity, Michelle. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Warrior Women, if people want to find out more about you guys and what you get up to, you're across social media, so shout out some of your socials.
So our socials are all at Warrior Women Workouts, and that's Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. There's loads of information. There's loads of follow-along workouts. There's loads of free stuff to get involved with. Go along, have a look, check us out, give us a follow and give us a like. And you can follow our moonwalk journey on the 14th of May, because we will be documenting that as we go along as well.
Excellent. It's lovely to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
I'm glad we got there in the end.
In the end, Michelle.
Telepathic. That'd be the new thing for my interview style. Don't give anyone a number, any idea whatsoever. You just have to do it by your own thought.
That is it. I might take you up on that and deliver my business that way as well, telepathically.
Don't forget to check out Jamie, Warrior Women. I've just liked the page on Facebook, and she said she's across socials as well. And if you want to support the team for the London Moonwalk Marathon, is on Saturday the 14th of May, and you'll find all the details on Warrior Women as well, so you can go along and support them with their raising money for breast cancer.